Fires continue to burn around Lake Chelan in central Washington, with the smoke now visible from space. Reporter Anna King says fewer people are now under evacuation orders, but about 1,000 are still unable to return to their homes, and the area has taken on a ghostly quality.
It's pretty apocalyptic over here. It just looks really weird, and it smells really weird, and your lungs hurt, and your nose runs, and it's just kind of gross. It's like something out of Pinocchio's Land of Toys. It's like everything is set up for fun, but not much fun is being had. You know, there's water parks, there's jet skis, there's boats, there's restaurants and little cute shops with boutiques and lace in the window. It's all closed up. I talked to one lady yesterday on the south shore of Lake Chelan, and she just looked really tired and hot and stressed out. And she said she went into town to pick up her mail, and she really had trouble doing that because she didn't know if it was the last time she'd see her house. And so she wasn't sure whether to just load her car up to the gunnels with all of her possessions and her stuff, or take it on faith that it would be there when she returned. And she said it's just really tough to, like, go to sleep at night because she checks all the news, she listens to the radio, she watches the TV, she looks at the internet, and then she goes to bed and she hopes that she won't have to wake up in a panic in the middle of the night and leave her house.
Firefighters have the Chelan complex fires about 60% contained, but they're still battling other blazes, and it's unclear when all fires will be under control.